Over at Morehouse College, President Walter Massey speaks to graduates there for the final time this weekend. He's retiring after 12 years. This all-male school is the Ivy League of historically black colleges, educating successful African Americans for generations. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. went there. Spike Lee was a student, registered as Shelton Lee. Walter Massey himself attended Morehouse in the 1950s, arriving when he was 16 as part of an early admissions program.
Morehouse was a small institution then. It was no more than about 700 students, which is smaller than our entering class this year. And it was a place that literally changed my life because I'd grown up in a small town, Hattiesburg, totally segregated Mississippi. And the primary thing that Morehouse did for me and so many of us, it gave us a view of the larger world, but it also really let us see that we could compete with anyone.
I gather that is something that is known there as the Morehouse Mystique.
Oh, yes, you know this. It is, and part of it is this sense of knowing who you are, not just as an African-American, but as a person, confidence that's based in some reality because you are getting a first-rate, high-quality academic education. There is another saying that you can always tell a Morehouse man, but not much. So some of that confidence comes across maybe as arrogance, but it's not.
When you first attended Morehouse, it was a time of transition in this country. Would you have been able to realistically, because of discrimination, would you have been prevented from going to most other colleges?
White colleges, yes. I may have gone to another historically black college. Most of my relatives went to Jackson State in the Mississippi. My life would have been very different.
Different in what way? That's interesting. Had you gone to, say, Jackson State?
Jackson was a very good school, but Morehouse was perfect for me. I was in this group of students who were admitted earlier. Everyone expected us to be smart, but they knew that we didn't know very many things that college students should know because we had 2 years of high school missing. So in many of my courses, I was taught simultaneously after class high school material, and the faculty expected us to be able to do that. And lo and behold, we were. I never would have known, many of us, that we were even smart because people wouldn't have treated us as if we were smart. And that's something that's lasted with me over the years.
Today, a young black teenager could more or less choose from any college in the country. And you have yourself previously helped run as senior vice president and provost the University of California system. What would a Morehouse education offer that a school that is not historically black wouldn't offer?
Very good question. And one of the reasons students who can go anywhere choose us is the combination of being able to compete in any field in which they pursue. They also will have that extra advantage of having been at least for 4 years in their lives in a place where they can learn about what it means to be black in society and in the world. And for a large number of them, it would be the first time in their lives that they'd ever been in a majority black situation.
Yeah, because you're talking about a generation of kids who have been in integrated schools.
That's right. And so when they come to Morehouse, they find that there are hundreds of more students like them, highly motivated, smart. They really begin to bloom again.
Do you think that Morehouse men are more able, in a way, to make their way through a world that, involves integration than those who might have found themselves in a more diverse environment?
I don't know. It's something I've thought a great deal about. And I think it's true that people who have a strong sense of themselves are better able to interact with people of other backgrounds because they don't enter situations with an inferiority complex, feeling alienated. The anecdotal evidence tends to verify that for me. And people have asked, well, aren't you conditioning them to only move in black circles when they leave? And I think, as I said, it's just the opposite.
You know, I just want to go back one moment. When you stepped onto the Morehouse campus, do you remember that moment, what you thought?
Oh, yes. the first night I met all the other students. And they had come from places like New York City, Chicago. They'd gone to big high schools. I called my mother and told her I wanted to come home. There was no way I could compete in this environment. And as wise as my mother was, she said, no, just stay through the week, stay through the week. The thing that really changed my view of myself, every freshman had to take a placement exam, and the results were publicly placed on the door of the Graves Hall where we live. There were about 120 students, and I looked at the list, and I was number 5. And it was the first time really in my life that I thought, well, I might really be smart.
Hmm. So have we gotten a preview of your commencement speech?
Yes, maybe some of that.
Walter Massey, president of Morehouse College in Atlanta. He's retiring this year, and I asked him to pick a song from his school's famous Glee Club to end our conversation.
Oh, yes. It's the song that was written for my inauguration by the chairman of our music department, Professor U.C. Brown. It's called God Give Us Men.
All right. So, and then we can play it for your, well, your departure.
That would be fantastic.